CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yeah, Wallace, I live and breathe.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Hello, dear.
I don't believe it.
My goodness.
I hardly know another soul in all of Rome, Italy, and I'm walking down the Via Veneto, and who do I bump into but my very own wife?
What are you doing here?
Well, I thought I'd do some shopping. I mean, you know, I bought several things, but Aunt Effie's gone shopping with me all the time, and I thought I'd look for something for Aunt Effie, you know, a present when she wasn't with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I just finished my morning appointment, so I'll go shopping with you, and then I'll take you to lunch.
Well, that would be wonderful, dear, but my goodness, I don't want to ask you because, I mean, you hate shopping, so you always have,
well,
you know.
Don't you want me to come along? You got another date or something? Some handsome Italian Romeo?
Oh, really?
Huh?
Date Romeo? Honestly, don't be so silly. Well, come on, then, if you want
hello
to.
Hello there. Buongiorno.
Oh, hello. Yeah, good morning. Buongiorno. Come on, dear.
Well, who in blazes was that? I just get through saying that you...
Oh, he's not an Italian anyhow. He's an American.
Well, I wasn't aware that you knew even any American men in Rome.
Well, I don't know him. He was on one of the tours we took. The one to Hadrian's Villa, I think. Yeah, you saw him, dear. You saw him.
Never saw him before in my life.
Oh, well, maybe it wasn't that tour. I don't remember exactly. Maybe it was one you weren't on. Maybe it wasn't even here. Maybe it was in England or France or something. I don't know. Don't turn around and stare. I mean, if you're going shopping with me, come on.
Look, why the heck are you acting so flustered?
Flustered? I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about at all. Really, now, come on, dear.
Ever heard the expression, the theater of the mind? That's what radio drama has been called. Listening to CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials creates vivid mental images of absorbing dramatic events. If you're a busy homemaker, it's the kind of entertainment that leaves your eyes and hands free for household chores. It's like reading 7 colorful, true-to-life continued stories each Monday through Friday, while at the same time polishing off those unavoidable duties around the house. Now, we're not going to tell you that listening to CBS Radio's top 7 serials will make chores easy as pie. They won't dust the furniture or cook the dinner for you. But they do keep you the very best of company, bringing you top drama that comes to absorbing life in the theater of the mind. CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials, 7 good reasons for the distinctively different sound of this station and CBS Radio.
Oh, well, Mrs. Piper, come in. Come in.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Well, it's very nice of you to see me again today, Mr. Davis. Goodness, I hate to keep pestering you, but I just wondered if maybe you'd heard something about my passport.
Well, now, sit down. Sit down, Mrs. Piper. Now, you must remember, this is only Monday. You didn't report the loss of your passport to the embassy here until last Friday.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just so upset about it.
Yeah.
I still haven't dared tell my husband. In fact, I was on my way in here to the American embassy this morning when, wouldn't you know, I ran into him. Oh, that was when you spoke to me.
Oh, yes, that's right, yes.
Of course, he wondered how I knew somebody in Rome, and I didn't want to tell him you were from the embassy, so I quickly thought. I said you were someone we'd seen on a sightseeing tour, you know?
Yeah. Yes, well, we'll get you a new passport, Mrs. Piper.
Oh, well. I realize I was terribly upset when I was in last Friday, but that was also because I thought we were flying home tomorrow, you know, and one reason I stopped in today was to tell you that some business thing has come up with my husband, and we're not leaving tomorrow.
No.
I thought maybe you'd like to know, too, that we do have a few days' grace. We may leave Friday. That's 4 more days. I figured that ought to just about do it.
Now, Mrs. Piper, I thought I explained to you. It takes 3 weeks for Washington even to receive our report.
3 weeks? 3 weeks? By airmail?
Oh, no, no, no. We don't send these routine things by air, Mrs. Piper. They go regular mail, by ship. Now, there's one sailing tomorrow, and your letter should go on that.
You mean my request for a new passport hasn't even gotten to Washington?
Mrs. Piper, we have rules and regulations. Now, these things go by regular mail. When you consider that we have dozens and dozens of tourists who lose their passports.
Well, I'm sorry to try and be an exception, but I mean, but regular mail. I thought everything the embassy sent out went in, well, what they call the embassy pouch or something, and that it was carried by a special courier.
Yes, Mrs. Piper, it's amazing the conceptions American citizens have of what goes out in their embassies. The courier carries only important diplomatic papers. State secrets, you might say.
Well, heavens knows I'd like losing my passport to be kept a state secret from my husband.
Yes.
He warned me it took weeks to get a new one, and I didn't believe him, and I asked you last Friday how long it took, and it was my impression that you said you'd get my request off right away.
Yes, I did, Mrs. Piper, but it goes by ship.
Mr. Davis, can't you send a request airmail if I pay for it myself?
Mrs. Piper, everyone asked us to make exceptions to our rules.
Yes, I know. But couldn't I maybe see the ambassador or something? I mean, if I could just talk to him on the phone. After all, I am an American citizen. He is supposed to be representing me, and
Mrs. Piper, Mrs. Piper, the ambassador's been up for 3 nights in an important conference with the Italian premier over the situation in Africa. To bother him at this point with a lost passport.
Yes, Wait a minute, Mr. Davis. Would it help if I knew somebody in the State Department in Washington?
Washington?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Piper. I didn't know you had any, well, you know, I mean, may I ask, whom do you know in the State Department?
Oh, well, he isn't important. He's a young man from my Aunt Effie's hometown, and I can't think of his name, wouldn't you know? Oh, dear. And of course, Aunt Effie may not tell me. You see, she didn't even want to send in her birth certificate to get her passport because she was afraid that this man who is from her hometown might see it and know how old she was, you know, and then he might tell his mother back home, and then she'd tell everybody in town,
I beg your pardon.
Never mind. Here's the telephone number of the apartment we've sublet here in Rome. Would you call it for me? I just can't cope with these Italian telephone operators. I want to call Aunt Effie and ask her. Now, here is the number. Yes, I'm coming. Hello. Oh, hello, dear. I'm sorry you weren't with us today. We drove out to the old Roman catacombs, and you'd have joyed the... You mean you're still at the embassy? What? Who? Now, you know how I feel about that. Frank Haggerty would know that I was in Europe, and he'd look up my birth certificate, and if he told his mother my age, you know what would happen. That Amy Haggerty would tell everyone in town.
Aunt Effie?
Oh, dear. Yes, it is. Apparently he just walked in. I better hang up so he doesn't ask where you're phoning from.
Well, who are you talking to?
I'm sorry. You must have the wrong number. Well, some Italian. Don't suppose he understood me, and I certainly didn't understand him.
All right. You can stop pretending. I can tell from the look on your face that you're in on it.
Well, I don't know what you mean. In on what?
That's what I don't know. Now, look here, Aunt Effie. I am not generally a suspicious husband, right?
Well... No.
I don't generally have cause to be, right?
Well, yeah, right.
All right, now what is going on?
I don't know what you mean.
Look, I know women always stick together, but let's not forget that you are my aunt. Blood is supposed to be thicker than water. Now, who is this Italian Lothario that my wife is... Well, I don't know what she's doing, but who is he?
What?
Now, don't tell me he's just some American tourist that we met on a tour. Look, when we stood on the Via Veneto this morning, when I ran into her accidentally, this guy goes past and says, Buongiorno. Her face went white as a sheet, and she shook like a leaf. Now, who is he?
But, my goodness, I give you my word of honor. I don't know. I don't know anything about another man.
Brother, This miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold's infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated, 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergen to help keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever. Vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
My goodness, he questioned me and questioned me, and I didn't know what he was talking about. I don't know about any new man in your life.
Oh, it was the man from the embassy, Mr. Davis, who saw us and said good morning.
Oh, well, I washed my hands of this whole thing. I told you last week when you lost your passport, and you said, oh, no, no, I can't tell him, he'll kill me. Well, I think it's far better to tell him the truth. He has apparently fussed all day thinking you are, well, carrying on with another man.
Listen, I'd rather he thought I was carrying on, as you put it, with another man than to know I lost my passport.
Now, don't talk like that.
I mean it. And I'll tell you something else. He would prefer that I was carrying on with another man rather than get the horrible shock that I'd lost my passport.
I don't think that's very funny.
And, Effie, I don't know that I'm going to get a new passport in time to fly home with you this week. I spent nearly $20 phoning your friend, Frank Haggerty, in Washington.
Well, I asked you not to, as a favor to me.
I didn't tell him you were with me.
Oh.
And anyhow, the connection was so bad, I don't think it'll do any good anyhow.
No.
Oh, this is just dandy. Everybody's mad at me, my husband, my aunt, even the United States government. Well, I'll tell you something that makes me mad. That my very own husband should even question my integrity. Where is he?
Out there in the balcony, smoking cigarettes furiously. Come on, let's go out and you tell him. You should be the one.
Well, I trust you have something to say to me.
Yes, I do. I may be staying on in Italy for some weeks longer.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you can just worry that one around for a while. The idea. You're mad at me. Well, I am mad at you.
Aunt Effie, what in Sam Hill is going on?
Well, I am not at liberty to say, but I will say this. I'll be glad when we are all home again. My life is so much simpler.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton and Nelson Olmsted, and is produced by Walter Hart.